What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, engaging heaven today. I'm James Levesque. Want to thank you for tuning in, making us a part of your day. And can you believe it? Friday edition. What a great week we've had. Want to encourage you, as always, join us every Monday through Friday on your weekday for our daily devotional. And hit me up on Twitter, Instagram, at James_Levesque. Pastor James Levesque on Facebook. Let's keep the discussion going. You know, I'm just going to call this one today, waiting. You know, everybody in life with God goes through seasons of waiting, right? We're waiting for promises that haven't yet come to pass. We might be waiting for, you know, maybe a job offer that we applied for. We could be waiting for, I don't know, chemo treatments to end. Whatever it is in life, there's always going to be waiting. But the truth is, we're not that good at waiting. We tend to get impatient. We tend to get frustrated. We tend to get discouraged. But yet waiting can be one of the most powerful things that we do in our life. Waiting. I don't like waiting for anything, to be honest with you. I waiting's difficult. Patient is difficult. But yet, we find God in the waiting, right? We find him in the waiting. We find him in the rest. And the Bible says in Isaiah 40, verse 31, they that wait on the Lord will renew their strength. Waiting matters, ladies and gentlemen. In a day today, can I tell you, so many people I know don't have much strength. A lot of people I know tell me, I don't have enough strength for this. I don't have enough strength for that. They feel discouraged. I know people, they can't come to church because they're so weak in their body. If you are lacking strength, and I'm not talking about like, hey, I can lift some dumbbells. Are you inside strong? Do you feel like you're not being fatigued and weary by life? Do you not feel blown over by everything that comes? Do you not feel overwhelmed? Because those are feelings that you get when you're weak. I call it inside weak. I'm inside tired. When you get inside weak, you're not going to be able to handle much, I promise you. Inside weak is difficult because then you don't have enough faith and strength to fight. Then you get weary in your spirit. And this whole life, truthfully, is about feeding your spirit. Yes, our bodies matter. Yes, we want to stay healthy. Yes, we want to take this carnal carcass for the long haul. But truthfully, being inside strong is a bit more important because inside strength is faith. Inside strength is where we slay giants and overcome demons and all the things that have tormented you. And I see so many people that are not strong today. They're weak. When life comes, they have a very difficult time responding in faith. They feel discouraged. They feel worn out. They feel down and depressed. And if you're listening to me today and you're lacking strength, that is telling all of us, me and you, that you're not waiting enough. Because when you wait on the Lord, he renews your strength. When you wait on him, and you will rise up on wings like eagles. When eagles soar, when they take off, it's grace-filled. It's filled with flight and wonder, and it's not like a struggling bird to get off the ground. And if you are going to soar with God, hear me clearly, friends. If you are going to soar with God and do anything that he's called you to do, you will have to learn how to wait. You will have to learn how to listen. You will have to learn how to meditate. It is about getting your inner person strong. And when that inner person isn't strong, we see it. You see it. Life is way more filled with teeth, right? Things that are molehills become mountains. You don't feel like you can take any more. You don't feel like you can go on. The financial pressure is too much to bear. The drama in your household, maybe your spouse, maybe your job, maybe your school. It always begins to be overwhelming when you're not strong on the inside. And The devil wants you weak. He doesn't want you strong. He doesn't want you locked into what Kevin has called you to. He wants you to remain weak. That's why the waiting matters. That's why waiting on the Lord is essential. And we don't really live in a day where people wait anymore. We live in a day where we want Jesus to get our conversation out while we're on the toilet. We want to take a shower and that be our time with the Lord. Friends, that ain't going to work, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to have to take extended time every day and learn how to wait. That means your phone is shut off. That means worship is on. That means you are just being and listening and waiting and trusting and confessing and strengthening your spirit, man. So many people do not understand what I'm saying to you. And that's why so many people lack strength today. If you need physical strength, wait on the Lord. If you need spiritual strength, which most of you do, wait on the Lord. Because it's waiting on the Lord that's going to renew your strength. After the break, we're going to talk about what exactly I mean by waiting. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
Are you hungry for more of the supernatural? We invite you to join us for our weekly School of the Spirit nights at Engaging Heaven Church in West Haven, Connecticut. Join us every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. and allow the Holy Spirit to transform your life.
What's up, everybody? I'm back. We're talking about waiting on the Lord. So many people lack strength today, and Isaiah 40 says, look, if you wait on the Lord, you're going to renew your strength. Because God has given you strength, and He didn't create us not to have it. And truthfully, so many people lack it today. Waiting, trusting, meditating, strengthening your spirit. That's what this podcast helps to do. Making sure that your center, the center of you, the spirit inside of you is locked into heaven. You know, Mondays are so crucial because you start new, right? The week begins. And if you don't get that week off to the right foot, it's going to be a tough week for you. And the goal of the week isn't to be so stressed out that you like run to God as a last resort, although it works. It's not His best. Waiting on the Lord, you're going to renew your strength. When I say waiting, I'm not talking about somebody sitting at a train station waiting for their train to come, right? It doesn't really take much energy to wait for the train. It's kind of like, here it is, I got my ticket, any day now. Waiting on the Lord to renew your strength isn't a prison sentence. The goal isn't to just sit there until it comes around. And if we're going to treat the promises of God that way, let me tell you something. The train is never arriving. The promises of God are not just going to fall into your lap if you do nothing and you become sedated and just watch TV like a vegetable. That's not how you apprehend the promises of God. You want to wait? Be pregnant. My wife and I are expecting a baby any day now. Pray for us. Truthfully, next Thursday, we have a date. We're waiting for a baby. Let me tell you something. My wife is not sitting there doing nothing. We are preparing the house. We are talking about the baby. We are talking to the baby. Our conversation is around the child. What we're purchasing is around the child. And yes, there's a moment of sitting there and just putting your hand on the belly and feeling the baby kick and making sure she's comfortable and doing all those things while you wait. There is no such thing as sit on this couch, pregnant woman, until it's time. It's always preparing. It's always waiting. So when you're waiting on the Lord, you're not sitting there in worship doing nothing. You are engaging. You're crying out to God. You're strengthening your spirit, man. You're praying in the Holy Ghost. You're believing God for breakthrough through His Word. You're confessing Scripture. I mean, that is what waiting looks like. It ain't you sitting there lazy doing nothing. And so many believers don't understand what it is to stand and apprehend the promises. They are not going to just fall into your lap. You have got to be intentional about declaring the goodness of God. When was the last time you waited? Truthfully, when was the last time you shut the world out and just, it was you and God, you praying in the Holy Ghost, worshiping, strengthening your inner person? When was the last time you did that? Or do you only do that when you're forced to your knees and there's no other way out and you're like, oh God, please give me a life raft? That works. It's not great. God wants you daily to strengthen yourself, renewing your strength. You want to get physical strength restored in your body? You got fatigue? Wait on the Lord. You burnt out? Wait on the Lord. Are you not sure where your finances are going to come from? Great. Wait on the Lord. Declare, first of all, give radically. Declare his goodness, his word over you. You do not let go. That's what waiting is. It's fighting. It's contending. It's preparing to birth something great because God has great things in plan for you. Not many people know how to wait, friends. And I'm telling you, you're going to see the goodness of the Lord. I'm telling you that, you know, every day I drive to school with my son, I say, Isaac, he goes, I know, Daddy, I know. I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. I'm a leader, not a follower. I'm the lender, not a borrower. That's what my son said every single day we drive to school. Why? Because I am drilling in him. And every night I put him to bed, I pray over him and I said, thank you, Jesus. He will change this world. Why? I'm confessing over him. I'm strengthening his inner spirit, man, and drilling in him that he's going to do great things for God. You need to remind yourself. Do you understand? I'm not there to tell you every day you're a leader, not a follower. Well, maybe through the podcast. Look, you've got to believe it and declare it over yourself and strengthen your spirit, man. Pray in the Holy Ghost till you feel a release. So contrary to Christianity today, man. Christianity today thinks waiting is just sitting there, getting lazy and unhealthy, losing circulation. It's the opposite. And I pray today that as you go into this weekend, man, you're focused, you're locked in, and you're waiting because there's power and strength in the waiting. And if God has given me this message for you today, then get ready to birth something great in Jesus' name. That's it, everybody. We love you. Friday edition, as always. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you Monday. Have an amazing weekend. I'm out.
Hi, friends. Thanks for listening to Engaging Heaven today. As a reminder, subscribe and review. We love hearing your great feedback. Also, share the podcast with everyone you know and help us spread the word of God.